Hey, it's Tuesday. It is June 2nd. It is 2020. Welcome to the No Spin News. You know, I hate that music, so we're going to get rid of it soon. I don't like that music. We have an important program for you tonight. We're going to get into the religion and the president, which is heating up. We're going to get into the New York City curfew, which was a disaster last night. We're going to get into a former president of the United States who married a 21-year-old in the White House. Do you know who that is? I'm going to tell you all about it in our This Day in History segment. But first, lead story tonight. So as you know, the pandemic is now colliding with the protests in the political arena. Most U.S. governors, including New York Governor Cuomo, had a working relationship with Donald Trump during the first 3 months of the pandemic. But three did not. Three did not. Inslee of Washington State, all right, the Michigan governor, all right, Wilmer, and Pritzker of Illinois. So those three and the president really don't like each other. Now, with the protests, Inslee and Whitmer, not so much, but Pritzker has gone out and attacked Donald Trump in a really vicious way. Roll tape.
Well, first of all, I reject the notion that the federal government can send troops into the state of Illinois. The fact is that the president has created an incendiary moment here. He wants to change the subject from his failure over coronavirus, a miserable failure, and now seeing a moment when there is unrest because of the injustice that was done to George Floyd, that he now wants to create another topic and something where he can be the law and order president. He's been a miserable failure.
Okay, so Pritzker, talk about miserable failures, he knows what he's talking about in that category. Chicago, totally out of control in the protest. Pritzker did nothing. All right. The state of Illinois going bankrupt, even though officially a state can't go bankrupt. Illinois can't pay its debts. And a citizen of Illinois leaves the state for good every 5 minutes. Every 5 minutes. So Governor Pritzker is a disaster. But we don't care about him per se. What we do care about is how the country now is processing the chaos that we're living through. That's what we care about. So Pritzker and others like him are saying, the virus is Trump's fault. He did it. And the economy is Trump's fault because of the virus. And the social unrest is Trump's fault. He created it. So Americans, I mean, even if you don't like Donald Trump, even if you're an ardent Democrat, you're going, wait, what is this? The extremist language is incredible, absolutely incredible. So that caught my eye last night because we have a two-party system. And Pritzker is, you know, Illinois, it's a pretty big state. It's going to go for Biden, we know that. But, you know, to have this kind of rhetoric. So then I go over to New York and I'm watching the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, who is on the ascent. Now that may have stopped because this unrest in New York has hurt Governor Cuomo. But here's what he said yesterday. Go.
We did have large protests, and we do have people who are, I think, exploiting the protests. And there's no doubt that there are some people who came out and did looting, criminal activity. You have some disrupting organizations that are seizing upon the moment. And we want to make sure that order is maintained, and we're putting in place a curfew.
A curfew. That was 11 p.m. last night, Monday night. No one obeyed it. No one. All the gangsters and looters were out on the street. Masses of people walked across the Brooklyn Bridge. There were only 4,000 police officers on duty out of 40,000. There are 40,000 NYPD. Only 4,000 enforced the curfew, which everyone violated. Every lawbreaker in the city violated it. Today, Cuomo's blaming de Blasio, the hapless mayor. Now, come on, Governor, you know, and I know, and every one of the 8.5 million people who live in New York City know that Bill de Blasio can't do anything. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. So, Trump goes over there to St. John's Episcopal Church, and he holds up a Bible. And the reason he holds up the Bible is to say, we are a law-abiding nation, all right? We practice Judeo-Christian tenets that are found in the Bible. That's what he did. Now, you can disagree with it. You can call it a stunt. You can, I don't care. That's your opinion. But that's what he did. I wasn't offended. I think it's a damn shame that St. John's was set on fire. It's a historic church that does a lot of good. Now, today, the president and first lady go to a Roman Catholic church or monument in D.C., and they're mocked there. Okay, a Catholic priest goes on CNN, a Jesuit priest, and says this. Go.
He's not speaking certainly for the majority of the Christian faithful who listen to what Jesus says in the Bible, which is blessed are the peacemakers. And so to use violence to remove peacemakers from in front of a church so you can hold up a Bible and say how great America is while you're promising military action against peaceful protesters seems to me to be the complete opposite of what Jesus taught. And so I think it makes a mockery of Christianity.
Okay, Jesus taught you to tell the truth, Father Martin, who I know, and you didn't tell the truth. All right, you told a pretty big lie in front of the world because CNN is international. So Donald Trump is promising military action against protesters. All right, that's what you said. He's promising military action against looters and anarchists and people who are trying to kill the police, Father Martin. It is, I can't tell you just how disappointing, all right? All of these people hate Trump. That's what they have in common. They hate him, and they will lie and twist and spin, and they hate him. That's what they do. It doesn't matter how many cops get hurt, how many stores are burnt. Nothing matters other than hating Donald Trump, including a Catholic priest and an Episcopal bishop who disgraced herself last night by saying all kinds of uncharitable, untrue things about Trump. Now, I'm not here to prop up Donald Trump. Not my job. I'm critical of him. Read my book, The United States of Trump. Another quick break, and I'll be right back.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay. Tomorrow on the No Spin News, I am going to name names about who is condoning violence in America. Politicians, pundits, celebrities. Who's condoning violence? You're going to get the names, and we're going to back it up. You need to know who is putting our police officers, our storekeepers, everyone in jeopardy. Who is using their platform for doing that? We are going to name the names tomorrow. Lead story, unless all hell breaks loose. Well, all hell is breaking loose, but that is paramount. I'm taking my time. I don't want to make any mistakes. We are researching this thoroughly because it's pretty tough. We're going to name them. The person and the people who want violence in America. We will see you tomorrow. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thank you for watching.